This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here's your ESPN Radio 3-Day Forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. They're going to have every bowl game on every one of those screens, and there's a lot of them, and you can enjoy a lot of good food, wings, beer, hand-tossed pizzas, mouth-watering burgers. You know the drill. You can look up the full menu online at theIlliniInn.com. Right now it is 31 and clear, getting down to 21 by the end of the evening. Tomorrow the high is 36 and sunny. Saturday it's getting warmer, the high is 40 and sunny. Sunday the high is 43 and sunny. And next week, going into the holidays and Christmas, 47 and sunny, 48 and sunny, and 45 and sunny. So things looking good next week going into the holiday. Again, right now it is 33 and sunny, ESPN Radio.
And here we go.
Derek's dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive. And that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
Let's do it. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is here, Isaac Ambrose as well. We will get back to Trev's ticket in a moment and start ripping through the rest of those bowl games that I know everybody out there is dying to know what we're going to decide.
Four random college basketball coaches as well.
Oh, yeah. Do we have more?
Nolan Richardson.
He was good.
Yeah, we'll say that one.
I actually just said his name the other day. I really honestly brought up Nolan Richardson because they had the, what did they call it at Arkansas? It was the 40 minutes of hell or something, yeah. You know? So somebody mentioned that, an official actually mentioned that, and I was like, oh, yeah, good old Nolan. But, man, they were good. They were good back in the day. Had two guards that were really good. All right, we'll get to that later. Right now, it's time to visit with former Illini golfer Nick Hardy. You can follow him on Twitter at NickHardy8. Nick, how are you, my friend?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me online.
Absolutely, buddy. I have to admit, though, Nick, your dad is maybe one of the best Twitter followers I have.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He claims he's the best follower over 50.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've always seen that on his thing. Best follow over 50. He's hilarious. So I love following John. He does a great job. So tell your dad to keep that up, first of all, because we appreciate that. All right, Nick, you are now going to be on the Korn Ferry Tour. And for a lot of our listeners, we're all saying, wait a minute, what does that mean? So explain a little bit about what that means and how big of a deal that is for you to be on that tour.
Yeah, so I went through pretty much all the qualifying stages to get my status, and I made it to final stage last month, and final stage took place last week in Orlando, Florida. And about 150 guys made it to final stage of Care School, and once you make it to final stage, you technically have conditional Korn Ferry Tour status. So they determine, you know, where you're ranked based on that tournament. And so we had a four-round tournament last week, and I played pretty well. I finished in fifth place in
awesome.
That guaranteed me the first 12 events, 12 starts on the Korn Ferry Tour to start the season in 2020 next month.
That is great. So it guarantees you 12. How many starts are there? About 25 tournaments on that tour?
Yeah, maybe a little less.
Okay.
Maybe about 22 or something. I don't know the exact number. But yeah, I get guaranteed the first 12. So going to be able to hopefully get off to a good start in the season.
And, of course, Nick, as you're guaranteed the 12, then it's up to you to continue to guarantee yourself into the next 12 or so. So how do you do that?
Exactly. So basically how it works, there's like a reshuffle category and system with how they rank guys based on how things are going throughout the season. So after every four events, there's something they call a reshuffle. So based on how you play, guys get ranked throughout the season like that. So some of the guys who, you know, perhaps may have not played well last week at final stage, they kind of start to finally get reshuffled maybe in the middle of the season due to, you know, play by a guy earlier in the season. So as long as I play pretty well, I shouldn't have a problem. But this has really given me a great opportunity to have a good 2020 season.
Nick, you were first-team All-American in 2018, also the Big Ten Player of the Year. What have you really focused on with your game since you left Illinois, and what have you maybe improved on the most?
Well, I'm lucky, as every other Illini, to have played for Coach Small, obviously. So I've learned a lot based on what I learned at school during my 4 years. And I've kind of tried to take everything I've learned and kind of now, obviously, as a pro. And I just, you know, I've always been a really competitive person, but I make sure I try to compete every day, whether it's with myself or with some other buddies at the golf course, and just going out and playing every day as much as I can and competing. And that's really what I learned from Coach Small a lot. It's just, you know, you get better quickly by competing against your peers, especially your teammates when I was in school. So I've really, you know, honed in on all my I paid attention to detail really well in my game, and I kind of know what I need to do in order to keep getting better in my game, and obviously competing along with that helps.
We know that Mike Small is just consistently putting his program at the top of the national level, competing each and every year. What's the key there? Can you let us in on any secret there that what makes him such a good golf coach?
Well, I'm sure there's really no secret. I mean, Coach is pretty upfront with, you know, why his program is great. I really believe it obviously starts with him and the culture he brings to Illinois and to the golf team. I mean, we've just got a great culture there because of, you know, how well Coach Small leads our team and, you know, how good he is in every asset and every facet of the game and every facet of being a coach. He's just a naturally great leader and wouldn't, you know, obviously want any other coach to lead my golf team.
Nick Hardy, former Illini golfer. Follow him on Twitter, at NickHardy8. I'll kind of follow up by saying on the Corn Ferry Tour this year, there's going to be four former Illini, including you, of course, Charlie Danielson, Scott Langley, and Luke Guthrie. Will you get into a mold where you guys will kind of hang out at each tournament that you're all at, or is it kind of, you know what, now we're kind of on our own and we do our own thing?
Oh, no, absolutely we'll hang out. And actually, you left out one. Brian Campbell will be on the tour as well.
Awesome.
So there'll be five, yep, which is great. But, you know, having all that Illini guys out there this year, and especially in the past too, we all like to play practice rounds together. We're all very close-knit and, you know, like to hang out outside the course too. And that's what makes it great and special.
Nick, you're basically, like Coach Small told me today, you're kind of in the AAA right now. You know, the next step would be the PGA Tour. As you've seen some of those guys, and obviously I believe you played over at the John Deere Classic, as you've seen some of these touring pros that are on that PGA level, how realistic, how far away do you think you are? I know you're a big, strong kid, and I know guys on the tour just seem to be getting stronger and bigger. How realistic or how close do you think you are to being able to compete on a daily basis on that PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think I'm really close. The margins in professional golf are very small. Mm. I mean, obviously it's really highly competitive, but because the margins are so small, it can mean a shot here or there, whether you're on the tour or not. And, you know, really comes down to, you know, mentally being strong enough and disciplined over the course of the season to, you know, do everything right the right way off the course and on the course. And, you know, because that margin is razor thin, you got to make sure you're ahead in details of, you know, how to treat your body right and make sure you're taking care of yourself. And, you know, the season is a long season too. So making sure you're well rested and all the other things to it makes a big difference going into how, you know, how close the margins are, you know?
Yep, I agree. And how much different is it now that you don't have anything interfering with your golf game? You know, not that obviously you liked going to school, you loved going to Illinois, you got a great education, but now that you solely, you know, this is your job, this is your profession, this is your livelihood, how much different is it? And how much, if you gave us an idea of how many hours a day maybe that you get out there and work on your game?
Yeah, you know, that's actually something I really appreciated about being at school is, having all of the other stuff like class and all of my other things I had to do, like having to do those things actually, you know, not only got my mind off of golf, but it took up blocks of time throughout the day where, you know, you're not, you don't really want to be at the golf course from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. I mean, it'll wear you out. even though sometimes you want to, I want to, but it wears you out. And having the other things that going on campus that you need to take care of really makes you kind of get a taste of everything. And you never really get worn out of things, playing golf all the time. But when you have all this extra time now, like I do as a professional golfer, you really got to make sure in other ways. And I've learned a lot about how to do that better. You know, when I got out of school, I probably was a little too, you know, oriented on being at the course all the time and probably spent too much time and on at the golf course, you know, wearing myself out and all that. But as, you know, as time's gone by, I've learned how to manage that better and kind of slow myself down in a way.
Do you have – I've always wanted to ask this to a golfer, like in your area with regards to, even the Tigers of the world. I mean, do you have a home course that essentially you do most of your practice on? Do you go to the same driving range, et cetera? I assume you have a swing coach. I mean, you've probably got all that, don't you?
Yes. So I've actually I've been very lucky in both those areas. I've been there ever since I was 16, and they've been really good to me. I'm an honorary member now, and Pat Dragon Peter has always been really good to me, along with a couple other professionals. And they've given me every opportunity to, you know, get better at their facilities and practice. And also, I've had the same swing coach when I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Brett Packey. He works out in Northmore Country Club. And having, you know, pretty level of my life and awareness has really helped me succeed, because, you know, you don't want too much turnover in things around you like that. So it's made a big difference.
That makes sense. All right, last – wait, what's John Hardy? What is he coaching you on, putting?
Nope. I think it's the other way around now.
You're showing him some things. Last question.
Yeah.
How will we see Nick Hardy as a full-time PGA? What would have to do here in the next year? What we have to do in the next year, next couple of years, to where all of a sudden we're turning on the TV every week and seeing Nick Hardy out on the PGA?
Hopefully you see me hoisting a trophy on the Corn Ferry Tour. That would really help and go a long way in getting my card for the 2021 season. So hopefully that's how it's done.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep up, my friend. And if you hoist one of those trophies, we're going to have you on that week. Is that fair?
That's a deal. Thank you guys for having me on. I'll be gladly to do that.
That'd be great, buddy. Nick, it was, Jeremy Warner and I talked about it all the time between you and Dylan. You were two of our favorite athletes that we ever had a chance to talk to and cover here at the University of Illinois. You did so many great things for this university, and I'm excited to watch all of you guys continue to prosper and do some great things. And maybe one day when you're back in town for that Hall of Fame induction, you can come by and swing by the station. We'll have you on there as well. So, Nick, always great to visit, buddy, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate you guys' support.
All right, buddy. Nick Hardy. Follow him on Twitter, @NickHardy8, former Illini golfer now. He is built in now, or he's locked in, Derek, to the top of the first 12 events on the Corn Ferry Tour. And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday. I just for giggles, I looked to see who has made the most money on the Corn Ferry, and a guy made over $2 million. And, of course, back, it wasn't the Corn Ferry Tour. But, again, this has been – so if any of you out there are kind of confused by this, because, you know, I feel like I follow golf and know golf, and I was even a little confused and called Coach today, Coach Small, because I'm like, all right, fill me in here. But, you know, this used to be the web.com tour. It used to be the Nike tour. So it's essentially just the step right below the PGA. It's been different names because somebody – like Corn Ferry is like a business placement. Is what they do, right? So they're the ones that are sponsoring the tour, so that's why it's called that. But that will be fun to watch Nick go out and do this. And, you know, I mean, that kid, Derek, following him for 4 years and watching what he and Dylan did and the pressure that were on those kids when they were freshmen and sophomores, and then probably even more so as juniors and seniors, knowing that, hey, it's our time now to lead. And every year, they never let us down. every year for four straight years. They were unbelievable golfers.
Yeah, now to see him get the chance, the final launching pad up until the PGA, so you know it's only just a matter of time when that's going to happen. But super accomplished golfer here at the University of Illinois, as I mentioned during the interview, first team All-American, Big Ten Player of the Year, and now you know he's got big things going ahead. So best of luck to him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pretty soon we'll be looking up. He's earned like $5 million. We're like, hey, Nick, remember, I'm Lon. Nick!
Yeah.
No, I kid. Hey, I wanted to tell our qualifiers for the RAT tickets from today. George from Philo. George has. Sean Greer from Champaign. Kevin from Farmer City. Mike from St. Joe. Darren from Savoy. And Derek from Ogden. So you guys are all in. I think there's we have now nine qualifiers, I believe, for the RAT giveaway with Stephanie Pratt and Larry's Limousine. We're going to announce the winner tomorrow on the show. So that'll be exciting to do that. You'll be able to go see RAT on December 27th. Can I just close this segment with RAT? I can't get enough of the song, go man. Round and round. All right, when we come back, more Trev's Ticket, more bowl game predictions from the boys. It is The Drive. Say round and round. Now nah, that's going to be a while, though, before we get to that. We better play a commercial.
Practice.
There we go.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Talk about some shakeups. Wow, in 9 days, LSU and Oklahoma play in the first of two national semifinals. They play in Atlanta, and in the last day alone, three huge figures in this game have been ruled out or potentially out of it, starting with Oklahoma, where the news broke that three Sooners failed a drug test and are suspended for the game. One is their number two tailback, Ramondre Stevenson, and another is star pass rusher, Ronnie Perkins. Those are huge losses. Toss in receiver Trajan Bridges, who gives them depth, and all of it hurts. But then hours after that news, rumors started to circulate that LSU's do-everything tailback, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, suffered a hamstring injury in practice Tuesday. Then that went from rumor to report, and now the Tigers are likely down a 1,200-yard rushing / 50-catch tailback. Sooner fans were distraught over the loss of their guys, but in the end, it's almost certainly LSU who has suffered the biggest loss. If the game itself provides the swings that the last day has provided, we're in for a peach of a game in Atlanta. All right, I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. In 60 seconds, just hold your horses.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get a bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find the perfect gift. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for $25 each, or get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/19 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
National Signing Day, the first day of the early signing period, came and went yesterday with the overwhelming majority of recruits signing their letters of intent. Fans all fired up because we got this guy or we got that guy. He'll bring us a championship or maybe he'll bring somebody else one. Look at the four playoff teams. Three have quarterbacks that transferred there. Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts went to Alabama but wasn't even in ESPN's list of top 300 prospects out of high school. LSU's Joe Burrow signed with Ohio State as the 298th ranked prospect. He just won the Heisman. Sure, Ohio State's Justin Fields and Clemson's Trevor Lawrence were top dogs, but in Fields' case, he was Georgia's top dog before he transferred. My point is this. Enjoy signing day, and I'm sure you did, but never let it make you think anything is guaranteed. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
I'm on my way to the big game. Number one versus number two in the polls. Got a tailgate spot, got the 50-yard line seats, and nothing will stop me from getting to my game.
Oh no, it's my stupid car battery. I've had this thing for a long time. I'm out in the middle of nowhere without a cell phone signal.
Don't be like this, superfan. Come into Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They have a free battery test, no appointment needed. If you need a new car battery, they will find the perfect battery for your car or truck. So power into Interstate All Battery Center on North Madison, Champaign.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Or even...
Awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 HRV from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue, but visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 CR-V from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
We need your help. So the movie 1917, Trevor, you just said...
It's coming out next month.
Yeah.
Directed by the guy who directed Skyfall, which might be my favorite Bond movie. But the notable thing about this movie is that it's one tracking shot the entire movie.
Okay.
So they don't cut.
There was a movie about 4, 5, 6 years ago that won, I think, won Best Movie. And they did it in like two shots. Can't think of what it was called.
I'm just trying to think of recent Best Picture winners.
Somebody will know this.
You had Argo.
No.
Hurt Locker.
No. It was a movie that I normally would not have seen.
Okay.
It was something about a bird or something. Oh, it was, I almost had it.
Bird.
The Birdman?
Birdman.
Birdman. Yeah, that's what it was.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
That was one shot?
I think it was like, I think they did it in two or three shots the whole time.
That was a really good movie. I've seen it.
It was really good. Somebody talked to me.
Kind of a thinker, but.
Yeah. Somebody convinced me to go, and I was like, you know what? I don't really, and I'm okay. And then afterwards, I'm like, that was a really good movie.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I think it's unclear as to whether or not he actually dies at the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, right.
In case you haven't seen it. Flies away. Yeah, because he jumps out the window and flies away, and you're like, well, wait a minute. Did he just jump out a window? Or
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can he really fly?
Yeah.
What the heck?
What was funny about that was he had two movies. He had two movies that year. One was Birdman. The other was he was Vulture in Spider-Man.
Oh, that's right.
Which is a bird.
That's right.
So he was a bird in both movies.
Michael Keaton, and he was a Batman.
He used to go back to being a Batman.
Yeah, he was a Batman. My goodness. You know, Michael Keaton, pretty good actor. Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's
squarely in that like tier B that I feel like in 5 years we could probably get him on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The Bob Odenkirk range.
Oh, Bobby.
He might be a little better than that, but
Matt Damon?
That's no.
No, that's way out of our league.
Nope. If we were a Boston area one, we could probably get Wahlberg, but
Yeah, I mean if we told Matt Damon that he was born a day before me.
I've tried.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I told you this, right?
Oh, that's right.
The first ever year of Tay and Carp, you talked up so much about wanting to have Matt Damon on that I reached out to his publicist and explained why you liked him so much, and no one ever responded.
No, what?
You mentioned Wahlberg. I love Keaton's role in The Other Guys.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That is one of the funniest movies.
You know what's one of the worst movies I've ever seen?
I can't do this anymore. The grandma or whatever. He says he wants to. I can't do this anymore.
The M. Night Shyamalan movie with Mark Wahlberg, The Happening.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, okay, good.
It's like an intangible virus going through the air, and he's running from it.
one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
Running from a virus.
Shyamalan either is like spot on, like Sixth Sense, yeah, or the levels of good, or so bad that I can't even get through the movie. It's very weird.
Every time you say Shyamalan, I think of Grease. Like the Shyamalan ding 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 bop. Chang chang.
Maybe it's Shyamalan. Is
Shyamalan.
That
maybe, yeah, maybe that's it.
Like all Lafayette.
Right. Trev's Ticket. Can you guys do the Trev Ticket intro next? Because I've got to get out of here for a game.
So next up, we've got the Gasparilla Bowl.
Oh, no, we didn't. We skipped New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Big, big, big error on my part. This is the great biggest game of the year.
Boom.
The New Orleans Bowl. Appalachian State, 17-point favorites over UAB, who didn't have a football program 2 years ago. Wow. They're back in a bowl game. Appalachian State, I believe the head coach is coaching before he goes to Missouri.
Oh, is he?
I don't know.
I think, I don't know.
They're big-time favorites, though, for UAB.
Mike Davis, who coached Indiana to a Final Four somehow, coached at UAB in basketball. That's the only thing I know about any of this. I'll take App State, though. They must be good. They're 17-point favorites. I'll take App State.
I like App State as well. Ranked program. Beat North Carolina and South Carolina this year.
Did they really?
Wow.
Yes. Man, is that the team? That's the team that beat Michigan a few years ago.
And yeah, now it's more like a decade ago, but it seems like it was just a few years ago.
And South Carolina, 28
Lloyd Carr.
Right.
No, really, though, that was the first ever game on Big Ten Network in 2008, I think.
Oh,
so it's been
that's
like
right.
12 years.
It has been that long. My goodness.
UAB beat Iowa State in the NCAA tournament a few years ago, ruined everybody's brackets. I don't like them because of that, so I'll go to App State minus 17. Now we get to the Gasparilla Bowl.
Down in Tampa.
UCF is 17-point favorites over Marshall. UCF. Coming into the year, we're all high on their undefeated championship force, and they lose to Pitt. They lose to, I believe, a few other teams in their conference, and now they're playing in an okay bowl game, but they're 17-point favorites over the Thundering Herd.
I want to live in Florida. The Gasparilla Bowl, you know, there's a big Gasparilla. That's when they bring in the pirate ships down in Tampa. I've got to get to this sometime down in – they don't do it for the bowl game, but that's during the year. I'm going to go UCF, though, to cover the 17.
I saw that Marshall's head coach, Doc Holliday,
really
is 6-0 against the spread in bowl games.
Oh.
I'll ride with it.
Where would you even see something like that?
The Action Network.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you kids find this stuff? Doc Holliday is his name?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Little Tombstone reference.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to take Marshall. I don't like the way UCF is trending.
Always go against me.
I just don't think they're going to be motivated after a championship.
He picked against me last week, and once he picked against me, he was right.
I love throwing that little thing in real quiet.
The Hawaii Bowl, a classic. Hawaii always plays in it.
Would you rather be in Hawaii or the Bahamas? Everybody, I would rather be in, and I've been to both, I'd rather be in Hawaii.
I've been in neither, so I don't have an educated opinion, although my fiance and I have mentioned the Bahamas as a potential honeymoon spot.
I've been to neither as well. I guess I'd side on Hawaii because there's all that weird stuff where people are drinking the water down there and dying, right?
Ooh, in the Bahamas?
Yeah, isn't that one of the hotel things where
that's why the hotel was cheap.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Was that a different location spot
down
there?
Was
it Cancun or something?
I'll think of it.
Okay.
That's where Carp went on his honeymoon.
Oh.
It was,
what was the name of that place?
Can't think of it.
Yeah.
Can't think of it.
I'm generalizing. Anyways, Hawaii Bowl, Hawaii versus BYU. This is one of those that's probably going to scream like shootout, entertaining game. BYU minus
I like
two.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of gives you something to watch. And
BYU minus two against Hawaii.
Between my three showings of Christmas vacation, Isaac, you never answered Hawaii or the Bahamas.
I have this weird thing.
Next time, make sure you really grab the mic so it makes
bad.
A lot of noise on the way.
The screw keeps going out.
He's like, all right. All right, go ahead. I'm kidding.
I got to be prepared. My bad. I have this weird thing where I want to go to all the cool places in America before I go outside of the country. So Hawaii is technically America.
Okay. Well, you better get to it.
Yeah, I
got to get all these places in America. America. I'm going to go BYU because Jim McMahon played there. Oh, no. You know who even better? My boy, the basketball guy that I carry a quote. What was his name? Score like 40 a game for BYU. Played a few years.
Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer Fredette, my favorite athlete ever.
Give it to the Jimmer.
My favorite athlete ever that I don't remember his name.
I'll take Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl.
I loved watching Jimmer when I was.
Oh, he was incredible.
I'm going to make you sound old. When I was little.
Yeah, he personally won me like $100 in
there practice. Was a game against Florida in the NCAA tournament.
I won $100 on that game.
He hit two threes from, I swear to God, half court.
Yes.
In that game. I mean, it was insane.
The entire.
And Gus Johnson was calling the game, which made it even better.
We were in this huge.
I'm glad you remember that.
I don't know what you call them. Just this huge ballroom, essentially, in Vegas. And the place was going nuts every time Jimmer would touch the ball. That's awesome that you remember that. That was the same year that the one kid,
Farouk Manesh?
Yeah,
Northern Iowa. Al Farouk Manesh. Yeah, they upset Kansas.
Same year, and it was like the next day.
He took a three with 30 seconds left when they could have run out the clock. Luckily, he made it.
The entire ballroom went nuts, and two people had Northern Iowa jerseys on. And I went up to him. I'm like, I'm a Saluki. I'm like, go Valley, baby.
Okay, two more before Long gets out of here, and we get to good ones.
Who did you pick?
Oh, Hawaii.
Of course.
Independence Bowl, Miami -6 over Louisiana Tech. They get the worst draw of any ACC team except for the next matchup. Miami -6 against the Bulldogs.
I don't like that coach down at Miami, so I'll go Louisiana Tech.
Miami playing in New York. Around Christmas time, I don't think they're going to like that.
No.
Take a lot of tech. I've acquired a strong hate for the Miami program.
Boom.
Going Louisiana Tech.
Kevin, by the way, says Dominican Republic was where they're having trade. Good call, Kevin. I could
didn't
not
mean
think
to
of that.
Cast.
Yeah, don't hurt the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Yeah.
And their tourists. Okay, Quick Lane Bowl. This
can you imagine, like, 50 people listening to the show just immediately canceled their plans
for
Bahamas.
We lost money this holiday season. I don't get it.
Come on, Valise.
Quick Lane Bowl. This would have been Nebraska or Michigan State if both of them had been bowl eligible, but only one of them was. So instead, they bump Eastern Michigan to the Quick Lane Bowl, and they play Pitt. Pitt is favored by 11.
And you know what? That Eastern Michigan team, I know all about them. I like their quarterback, Glass.
Yeah.
I'll go with them to cover 11. Mike Glass.
Yep. Yeah, Mike Glass.
Mike Glass, yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about Chris Creighton being a good head coaching candidate anywhere anymore, so I'm taking Pitt -11.
Didn't we have him coming to Illinois at one point this year?
I'm also going to take Eastern Michigan +11.
Okay.
Lana, I agree with you.
Hey, we finally agree. We better end there.
Yep. All the other ones are actually decent, so get out of here.
I'm going to listen to it as I roll to BMET, Illinois. How about that? That's a fun little drive. So when they come back, they'll actually play the Trev's Ticket intro to make it official, and eventually we'll get to the Cal Illinois Red Box Bowl. It is the drive.
We're going bowling. Join the fight and get rewarded. The U of I Community Credit Union has the official credit card of the Fighting Illini. Don't have the Illini Visa yet? Apply today at IlliniCard.org and rewards cardholders score 10 times points on all U of I purchases. And new reward cardholders get 30,000 bonus points when you spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. An Illini bowl game means extra points for you on purchases made with your Illini Visa rewards card. Apply online at IlliniCard.org.
This is Santa Claus.
Santa, it's Mrs. Claus. You gotta stop sleeping on the job if you're going to get all those toys delivered on time.
Don't worry, Mrs. Claus. The elves are helping with the new cars we bought them.
Santa, we can't afford that.
That's where you're wrong, my darling. I took out each and every elf car loan at the U of I Community Credit Union. They're the number one local lender with rates right now as low as 2.49%. That's low, Mrs. Claus.
Sure is, Santa. Now get back to work.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's two professional movers. Wow.
I got two men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. We know how important it is to feed our local community, especially this time of year. That's why we have our food drive sale going on now. We'd like to invite you into the store to get a great deal on your furniture, and for every canned food item that you bring in, we'll give you 1 percentage point off, up to 25%. So donate 25 cans of food and get 25% off, plus 50% off home accents. We would love to partner with you to make a difference in our community this season. Ashley Home Store, this is home.
Hey, you. Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go into your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they also won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Call Luther Falls at 356-4060 or go to their website at lutherfalls.com.
Financing now available.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Rosati's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Rosati's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Rosati's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
You gamble?
Gambling? Who says anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, sweetheart. That's gambling. You want to gamble? That's gambling.
It's my money and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
I want to be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy.
You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay.
It's my money and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
It's the drive. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Ozzie Ambrose. As we roll along through the bowl games, I do have one correction. I said Miami playing in New York in the Independence Bowl. I was thinking Penn State Bowl.
Uh-huh. Where's the Independence
Independence
Bowl?
Is actually in Louisiana.
Oh.
I still don't think Miami will want to be there, so I'm sticking with La Tech.
Well, Louisiana Tech is the other team, too.
Yeah, I know.
That's Louisiana Tech's backyard right there.
Yep.
All right, next up we have the Military Bowl. It's weird because usually I think one of the military teams is in it, but they're not this year. It's North Carolina and Mack Brown, 4.5-point favorites over the Temple Owls in the Military Bowl. Derek, I'll go to you first. Who you got?
I'm still giving Temple props. I forgot who they were going against this year. I think it was Memphis at home. And we picked Temple, and we won. So
yeah.
I'm sticking with Temple, plus 4.5.
And keep in mind, they had Manny Diaz hired. He went there, recruited guys for a week, and then left. So they were absolutely last out of any team in the nation in terms of hiring their coach on that coaching carousel. So the fact that they're in a bowl game is pretty impressive. Isaac, who are you taking in this one?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Temple Owls, strictly because they are the Owls, and that's a pretty cool mascot. So
it is.
All right, I'll ride with you guys. Temple plus 4.5.
Next up is the Pinstripe Bowl, first Big Ten team on here. Michigan State, -4 against Wake Forest. If you could dream up a matchup that screamed boring to me, it would be this. What you thinking, Derek?
Oh, man. It's hard to think that Michigan State's going to get excited to play in this game.
Yeah. And on the other hand, Wake Forest hasn't been to a bowl game in a while.
On the other hand, the ACC is horrible.
Well, that's the other hand, yeah.
Give me Michigan State -4.
Okay. Isaac?
Is it cold where Wake Forest is at?
Well, they're in North Carolina, right? I guess.
I think Michigan State's going to be better in the elements of the Pinstripe Bowl. And I think if they score like 10 points, their defense can hold. So, yeah, I'm going to go with MSU.
All right, I'm going against you guys. I'm taking Wake Forest +4 simply because I don't think a 6-6 MSU team that only got there by beating Rutgers and Maryland the last 2 weeks is going to have any interest in this game. Next up, we got
that
the...
Sounds right.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Texas Bowl. There is a Texas team in it, but it's not Texas. It's Texas A&M -7 over Oklahoma State. This could probably be a pretty fun matchup, a shootout of Big 12, well, a former Big 12 matchup with Texas A&M and Oklahoma State. Aggies were supposed to be way better than they were this year. They had that big game early against Clemson and got handled pretty easily. They're -7 against the Cowboys in the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, A&M, their last game, lost 50-7 to LSU. Ooh. Can't blame them too much for that. Lost to Georgia before that by 6. Kellen Mond and the crew. I mean, Mike Gundy. Whenever a chance to ride with Mike Gundy and whatever kind of hair he's got going, I'm going with that.
Just keeps getting more majestic. Isaac?
I'm going to have to go with A&M. I just honestly think the Big 12 is kind of a joke. And everybody outside of Oklahoma, and I mean, even Oklahoma, when they go to the playoff, they don't do anything. So I'm going to go with Texas A&M.
Well, and Oklahoma lost to Kansas State, too.
Exactly.
Which was probably the worst loss of any playoff team. And in fact, it definitely was. If Georgia had gotten in there, it would have been theirs to South Carolina. But, yeah, I'm going to take Texas A&M -7. I don't know much about either team. I just think Mond's a better quarterback than whoever Oklahoma State has, even though I don't know who it is. Another Big Ten matchup up next, the Holiday Bowl. Iowa favored by 2 points over USC, 2 8-4 teams, Derek.
I like USC, and they've won 4 out of the last 5. They only lost to Oregon. Matt Fink's not playing for them. They got Slovis in there. He's a freshman who's been slinging around 4 touchdowns in each of his last 4 games. This is one of the ones I actually did research on.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'll take USC +2 against Iowa.
It's kind of weird, interesting, talking about Matt Fink. If you look at the other guys that Illinois was targeting, I believe it was Matt Fink and Tommy Stevens, one at Mississippi State and Stevens and one at USC at Fink. I know Fink had a good first game and kind of wowed people, but neither of those guys, neither of them had as good a year as Brandon Peters did.
Right.
So, I mean, you kind of get Peters late and you think, okay, well, Stevens from Penn State might have been better. Fink from USC might have been better. And it turns out Peters was better than either of them. Just kind of an interesting note. Isaac, who you got between Iowa and USC?
You know, originally I thought Iowa was like always good in bowl games, and I just looked it up and they're 16-15-1 all time. But I still, I just like the Big Ten, honestly, the grind of the Big Ten over USC. I got to go with Iowa.
You mentioned this yesterday, Derek. I think they've won 2 in a row. Iowa
last
has.
Two,
but before that, it was the Rose Bowl against Stanford, where Iowa was, you know, on the cusp of being in the BCS discussion that year, or maybe the college football playoff, whenever year that was, and they got just destroyed by McCaffrey and Stanford. But they have won 2 in a row. That's an interesting matchup with USC. I'm going to take USC +2. I think they just have more talent. But honestly, Iowa's been by far the steadier team if you're talking about mental edge. So I can understand Iowa, but I'll take USC +2. The Cheez-It Bowl, that was the game last year that was, I believe, 10-7 with like 6 interceptions, and it went to overtime between Cal and TCU.
Nice.
To follow that up, you've got two other studly teams this year, Air Force and Washington State. Washington State, again, was in that discussion for a college football playoff even, as funny as it sounds, coming off a 9-3 year and a bowl win, so 10 wins. And now they're in the lowly Cheez-It Bowl against Air Force. The Falcons are 3-point favorites over the Cougars, Derek.
I have a weird affinity for Air Force, and I think it burned me a few too many times throughout the season.
It's like my weird affinity with Army.
Yeah. I think that one was actually profitable for you for most times.
Yeah, I believe I finished one game over 500, yeah, but the Navy one didn't help.
I don't think Air Force's pass defense is any good. I know that Mike Leach likes to throw the ball around. I'll take Washington State.
Okay, Isaac?
I'm going to go Mike Leach, and I expect some dumb, crazy, funny comment about the military or something, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's go with the Leachers.
I appreciate that he doesn't just give zany answers to regular questions. He actually entertains a question. If a reporters legitimately have been asking him this year, who would you take in a fight with all the mascots? And he doesn't, you know, it's not like he turns a regular answer into a funny one. He will legitimately entertain the answers to questions like, is Bigfoot real?
Right.
And he gives interesting answers. I think he teaches a class at Washington State on mythology or something like that in the summer. So, yeah, he's an interesting guy. I'm also going to go Washington State plus +3 in the Cheez-It Bowl. We probably have time for a few more. Lon said save the good ones, so I'm actually going to skip down a bit here. How about the First Responder Bowl between the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers and the Western Michigan Broncos? Western Kentucky is a 3.5-point favorite over Western Michigan, Derek. I say that like I'm expecting you to give me a breakdown.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to the First Responder Bowl perfectly. Western Michigan plus +3.5 because I like points.
Okay, I'm going to take Western Kentucky minus -3.5 even though I don't love that hook. Isaac, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I got a buddy that plays for Western Michigan and plays quarterback, so let's go with the Broncos.
Have you watched them at all this year?
Like one game. I mean, they were on like on a Tuesday night, you know, on ESPN 2 something like that. So
action.
Yeah, right. The post-Fleck days at Western Michigan. Let's find another terrible bowl on here. What are you seeing? Let's see. Oh, how about the Arizona Bowl? Man, this stinks. The Arizona Bowl should have two better
Wyoming
teams than this.
Wyoming and Georgia State.
Wyoming minus -7 over Georgia State. Now, Wyoming did beat Mizzou earlier in the year, and they're usually pretty good in the Mountain West.
See, Georgia State, they beat Tennessee.
Yeah. So these are two teams that beat two SEC teams. Wyoming, 7-point favorites over Georgia State. I think we already just hit on everything we know about this.
Tennessee better than Mizzou. Georgia State beat Tennessee, and they're getting points. Georgia State.
Okay. Isaac?
I like Georgia State because they upset Baylor in the tournament like 5 years ago,
they
right?
They did. That was R.J. Hunter.
R.J. Hunter, yeah.
The tournament.
So that's my logic.
The end of his dad like broke his foot or something.
Yeah, well, he was already out.
Right.
With some type of out. I mean, he was still coaching. He was on a stool, and he fell off the stool. That was a terrible possession. I kind of hate when a fundamentally awful possession turns out well because there was 10 seconds left. They were down by one. Didn't need a three. And R.J. Hunter's standing out by the logo at midcourt, and you're going, what is he doing? And luckily he knocks it down, but otherwise it would have been a terrible idea. It's kind of like when somebody misses a field goal and the whole defense celebrates.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, how much did you really do to affect that? You let them march down the field and they missed a field goal. Anyways, I'll take Wyoming minus -7 just to be different. Let's look for one more bad one on here. How about the Armed Forces Bowl? Tulane minus -7 over Southern Mississippi. Now, you know where I'm going, right?
You know where I'm going.
The Green Wave?
Tulane.
Kipper Nichols?
I don't know how great they've been to me, but they had one of the it was a bad beat for UCF, and Tulane ended up coming back and covering. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I like Tulane for some weird reason.
All right. Isaac, Tulane or Southern Mississippi?
I mean, you got to go with the Green Wave. Just the base, looking at their mascot, it's a literal wave with arms. And the Southern Mississippi's mascot's too common, so.
Okay. I don't know the logistics behind a wave with arms. I'll side with you guys. I'll ride the wave.
There's
Tulane minus -7. We'll save everything else for tomorrow because I think everything else is a decent bowl game, right? I'm not missing
any. There's the Potato Bowl.
Okay, all right. Let's do that one quick. The Potato Bowl. That's Ohio.
Sounds delicious.
Ohio and Nevada. I believe this is played in Boise State Stadium, right, on the Orange Field because it's the Idaho Potato Bowl. Ohio minus -7 over Nevada. About 5 years ago, this would probably be a great college basketball matchup. What you thinking, Derek?
Am I going with Jordan Caroline in Nevada or DJ Cooper in Ohio? Because John's a friend of the show, we'll go Ohio.
There's a lot of John Gross connections to Ohio and Nevada because you had Jordan Caroline who he recruited on Nevada.
Yeah.
I will go Nevada plus +7 over Ohio.
I would go Nevada just because I've been there. Beautiful campus. So.
Okay. All right, we're saving everything else for tomorrow because Lon wants to be involved in the good ones. So if you're listening
today. Not that he's deserving of that.
No. I mean, his record definitely isn't. We need to go back and look at it, but I'm almost positive he's well under 500 this year in our Trev's ticket.
So there's 17 more to go.
17 more to go. So we got rid of the bad ones today. Hope you enjoyed listening to that. Tune in tomorrow for the good ones, right?
Yep, absolutely. Bowl games start tomorrow night. Get Charlotte and Buffalo, Kent State and Utah State.
Well, luckily we got our picks in for those.
Right. And then more over the weekend. We'll talk a lot of bragging rights tomorrow as well. Thank you to Nick Hardy for joining, former Illini golfer, on his way hopefully to the PGA very, very soon. Talk to you guys tomorrow. This is The Drive.
Enjoy Star Wars.
Thank you. You too.